Sunday, June 7th, began with going to church at St. Mark's. I'm glad to say Lennon took communion, in spite of a recent article by one Reverend Canon Albert J. Dubois, who said he shouldn't be offered it. Bill Baxter and Bishop Creighton both wrote us saying that Canon Dubois does not speak for the church and Lennon is eligible to receive communion. Afterwards, we stopped by the Valentis for coffee, and on the way out, Lennon shook hands with little Courtney Valenti, her hand about the size of a rose petal, and our close, clinging friends, the photographers, got a very sweet picture. At home, we had lunch and then a good, long, leisurely nap, and then after 5, Pierre Solinger came by, slimmer, elated, with the heady wine of victory. We invited some Texas congressmen to come over and have a swim and dinner. The Jack Brooks, Helen and George Mahon, Jim and Mab Wright, and Ray Roberts. Elizabeth is still in Texas, where her mother is ailing. I lent the ladies suits, and even Helen Mahon went in swimming. I enjoyed them very much. Mab said she would like to do some speaking this fall. She also made it quite clear that Jim is going to run for the Senate when Towers' term is up 2 years from now. That is, if she can have any effect on him. She said that he had asked John Connolly, and John had said no, he was not interested in running for the Senate. I hope those two don't get star-crossed. Marge and Walter joined us a little later. We had a good, folksy, Texas-type evening. The guests left early, and we were in bed by 11, giving praise for Sunday, which has become our island of restoration.